Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Let's read from the book of Isaiah chapter 65. Isaiah chapter 65. The Lord is going to do something new in your life. The Lord is going to do something new in your life. The requirement for this season is that you have a new song. Hallelujah. Oh, you are not here yet. I said the requirement for this new season is that you have a new song. And when I speak about a new song, I'm not just talking about a song that you are familiar with. I'm talking about a song of the Spirit. That kind of song that you bring out of the presence of the Lord. Not necessarily a song you have learned. Because what the Lord wants to do is new. You would read the book of Revelations and you will find that every time it seemed the Lord was going to do something major in the book of Revelations, a new song would be released. And the angels sang a new song. And the elders cast their crown and they sang and they declared, "What is the Lamb?" You'll find that the book of Revelation gave us an idea of what worship in terms of the New Testament was supposed to look like. Because you read through Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, I think just in one particular scripture where Jesus sang a hymn. You know, he sang a hymn just before he was crucified. But generally, you will not find Jesus talking about singing or dancing. Then you found Apostle Paul. You will find Apostle Paul also talking about singing to yourselves in spiritual songs and hymns, making melody where? In your heart. Hallelujah. So that song must first rise from within your heart for it to become something that the Lord can accept, something that is pleasing to the Lord. So you need a new song. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want us to read from Isaiah chapter 65, and I want to read from verse 8. Thus hear the Lord, as the new wine is found in the cluster, and one said, destroy it not, for a blessing, come on, say a blessing, for a blessing is in it. So will I do for my servant's sake, that I may not destroy them. Next verse. And I will bring forth a seed out of Jacob and out of Judah, an inheritor of my mountains. Come on, say amen. Now that amen is weak. You didn't get a grasp of that statement. That's why you are calm. He said, somebody is going to rise out of the seed of Jacob that will inherit my mountains, and my elect shall inherit it, and my servants shall dwell there, and Sharon shall be a fold of flocks, and valley of Achor, a place for the herds to lie down, for my people that have what? That have sought me. Now, please permit me very briefly to review this scripture with you. And I want you to please give me your ears. The first thing I want to bring forward here is that when the Lord speaks from the place of the future. The Lord never speaks from the present. The moment you understand what I have just said, it gives you a perspective to understanding where God operates from. Now, if you have done a bit of geography, or if you have ever traveled, maybe 16 hours by flight, you take off from Nigeria. Let's assume you are traveling to Australia and you take a flight. If you have ever flown before, you will notice, if it's a very long flight, that there is a point in that while you are, you know, the plane is out there in the sky, the plane turns. Huh? Have you seen that experience? Maybe in a movie or somewhere. The plane turns and changes course. And in my human thinking, I'm asking, the space is open for all the birds of the air. Instead of turning, and why didn't you just turn from? Why did you have to get to the middle of the Atlantic Ocean? Then you took a turning. Yeah, sir, look, there's no express here. Instead of turning, you didn't need to get here. From where the Atlantic Ocean started, just turn to where. But if the pilot had done that, you would have landed at Seme. You won't get to Australia. Okay, you don't get it. Somebody flew hours into the middle of the sea, then turned and started coming back. Or so it seems, in the direction that you thought you were coming from. It is only in your own eyes. By the time that man took a detour, because some of you are seeing, you really don't understand what God is doing. You think God is taking you backwards. Come on, are you here now? For you, we have passed this level. And as long as you continue to feel you have passed a level, then God understands that you have not learned. You understand? Jesus was required to be obedient up to the very last minute. And at some point, the requirement for obedience for Jesus was not towards God again. It was towards a wooden cross. Are you with me? God required Jesus to be obedient even unto the death, even the death of the cross. That means Jesus saw death like this and submitted. How can the King of Life submit to death? But it was only in that submission that it would destroy him that had the power over what? Over death. So for all of you praying and asking for power, you don't want to die. Power over death. Go and see the way Jesus did it. Now, the moment the flight gets to some particular point, and if you've traveled internationally, you have this screen in front of you. It's a small screen. Some people watch movies. Because that's what they came to the world to do. They watch movies. All those movies that you couldn't watch at the Galleria, you have them, they are there. You watch movies for 12 hours. Huh? But on that same small TV screen, you have a map. That's like a travel map that shows you where you took off from. Huh? Shows you where you are. Shows you where you are going. I am telling you that as far as your destiny is concerned, God doesn't need to go into the future to see what's going on. He put the map there. God can see where you are. See how much progress. Sometimes looking at that map can be very frustrating. Because if you have to travel, say, from Nigeria to Ethiopia, it's about 5-6 hours. And after checking the thing, you just notice you've not even gone far. You are seeing the, you know, like you have on that Google map, you are seeing where you are going, like, let this man hurry up. For those of your folks you left in Nigeria, they're like, ah, they are, when you fly lower, they are still in the air, when you still land. For you, it's not fun. If you've never traveled often, you would think it's fun. Sitting in a, just on a spot, and if God helps you, you are seated with somebody that is very pathetic. And that's your partner. Huh? So that's your life partner for the next 6 hours. And if she's someone that snores, may the Lord help you. Now, you get to a particular point over the sea. Maybe at some point you've gotten to Gambia. You can see it on the map. You cannot tell just by looking out of the window that you are already over Gambia. Or over Seychelles. Or over... you are crossing. You are about to, you know, fly completely over the Atlantic Ocean. You won't see it. At that moment, the only thing you can do is to trust that map. And then you notice somewhere in between, you saw the plane taking a turn. Some of you will not have noticed, but you can see it on the map. That where I am in my life now, it's like God is taking me backwards. So certain things I felt I will no longer need. For instance, I'm not going to school again. I don't want to study again. Huh? And you just find that the Lord is now ordering your steps. Go and take this course. Go and register on Udemy. Pay. And the Lord will say, pay, my daughter. You are paying $20 for an 18-hour, $40, and an 18-hour, 20-hour video training. Or maybe on Coursera. And the Lord tells you, don't go for the free one. Go and pay, my daughter. And every time you pray and try to pray, say, Lord, you'll just be hearing, pay, pay, pay. Pay. You know, there's something about God and Satan. When they talk about money, everybody hears. When God talks about money, you hear. Even though you claim it's Satan. Then when Satan also talks about money, everybody hears. That's one area I know everybody hears God. It's there. Do you know that when you take a detour and you begin to come back, then you notice that the plane actually is not going back to where you came from. Is taking a turning and then towards another direction. By the time the plane lands at, in New Zealand or Australia, you will be informed we are currently 12 hours ahead of your local time, of your departure time. Which means if you landed in Australia 6 a.m. this morning, if it was 6 a.m. Nigerian time when you landed, what time will it be in Australia? It will be 6 p.m. Which means that past, present, future. But when you follow the particular plan, when that plane landed, you notice you are already in the future. I don't know if somebody's with me. Your friends that you left back at home, they are just waking up. These ones are just, they are just closing from work. Same day. Same day. I think Australia is actually about 9 hours or 10 hours. Because I know when I preached for them, it was 9 a.m. here, but it was 6 p.m. there. Listen, God is like a straight line, which means if scientists can build a particular aircraft that flies beyond the speed of time, please, are you with me? If they can create a jet, build a jet engine that can run at a particular speed or a mileage, cover a particular mileage that beats time, that means on that straight line equation, you can time jump. Are you here now? Do you know what I mean by time jump? Huh? time travel. That means that just the way you are here now, and in 10 hours, you are in another location, but your colleagues are still in the past. The same way, God does not, as far as God is concerned, you are in the past, you are in the present, you are in the future. God will not need to look backwards to see you. He sits over time, he steps outside of time, and is watching the past, seeing the present, seeing the future. So when the Lord says, don't marry him, it's not because of today, it's tomorrow. Are you here now? Oh, you are not here. Did you hear what I just said? Huh? That when the Lord says, oh, preserve this one for me, everybody will say, no, she has sinned. Destroy her. Kill her. And the Lord will say, there's a blessing in this one. But only God can see it. Oh, hallelujah. Aren't you glad that God has not left the choice of how your destiny will turn out to human beings? Aren't you glad? Ooh. Oh, my. It may sound cheap, but I came to tell you God has your destiny covered. Hallelujah. I say God has your destiny covered. Because God will not need to step into time. He is the creator of time, and he exists outside of time, and he watches it. In one day, you can move 10 hours ahead by a jet, by a plane. What if it is the Spirit of the Lord that is in the chariot? How many years can you recover? I know you think that you've lost time. I know you think that your heart has been broken in pieces and there's no more heart to give to anybody. Listen to me. If the Spirit of the Lord were to rest upon you now, like Elijah, how many years can you recover? If an ordinary jet can recover 10 hours. Come on, say, Lord, I'm ready for a new season. I want you to say prophetically, Lord, I'm ready to be moved into a new season. Lord, do something this morning. Lord, rest upon me this morning. Cause me to recover lost ground in the name of Jesus. There was a proclamation in the heavens. Destroy. Nothing of use can be found here. And you may not know the proclamations that have gone on in the spirit realm concerning you. But you will know there are things that have been said, because everybody told you, you are the bright child, you are promising. And how did you get to the point where suddenly your siblings, who are not doing so well, are gaining traction? They are making a lot of progress. And yet you, with a foreign degree, oh, I think somebody deceived us to think that you will only make a significant level of progress when you have a foreign degree. Somebody spoke to me and said, and I won't mention the country. He did a master's program in tech, cybersecurity. And when he was done, he wanted to get a job in that country so that they could change his visa status. Huh? Do you know what he was informed? When he applied to the government for a job, they told him he was not eligible for employment. Reason? Because he studied cybersecurity. This is an advanced country. He said, but I came here on, the whole thing says, I can change my visa from student visa to work visa. They told the brother, you cannot work here. Go and look for any other job that you like. And when the brother probed, they told him that if we give you a job here, you will, because of the nature of that cybersecurity work you'll be doing, you will have access to top security documents of our government. That was how we raised Bin Laden. Are you with me now? Please, are you with me? When they were marketing them and asking them to come from Nigeria, they didn't tell them that you will not be able to use this app. They told the brother, go back to your country and use the knowledge. Please, I want to ask you, is Nigeria connected to the global economy? Even two ministries, Federal Ministry of Works and Ministry of Housing, they are disconnected. Though they have one minister, but they are disconnected. Can you imagine after paying like $20,000, you get a master's degree, and then after you go back home? I'm not going to. I'm not going. You now find a able-bodied brother now looking for jobs meant for women. He now wants to go into nursing. He wants to become a nurse. Say there's money there. And there is dignity in labor. I don't mind. See, listen to me. I don't have a problem as long as your job does not involve doing something that is wrong. Hello, are you here? I don't have a problem with you if what you are doing is something that is legitimate. We need male nurses. Personally, if I have the grace, I don't want a female nurse to touch me for the rest of my life. But I have been shamed and body shamed over and over again that I don't have shame again. Because when you go there, they are the ones that are there. You cannot even say, get me somebody else. There's nobody. It's wrong care. It's wrong care that we inject you. And it's like this, my sister. She'll not be laughing at you that you were. You were. Now, me go do this. If you like, shout. When you finish shouting, you come. This is my office. This is where I see this injection. This, she will not point it to you. Very. She will bring out a big one. Say, that's for you. Yeah, Pastor Abby, I'm waiting. So we need you know, it's one thing when you are abused, it's one thing when you are the one giving them permission to abuse you. You just, and if I was my sister here, I would not slow down, I won't rush it, and I'll be laughing at you in my mind. As I'm injecting you, I'll be laughing. That see, look at you, Pastor. You see, I'm the one injecting. When I now finish, I'll say, rub it, rub, take tissue. Rub. Say, come back tomorrow. It's 3 days. And if you are thinking that, by chance, you will come the next day and meet a brother, now lie. You still meet her because she's doing double shift. The Lord may require you to. It may guide you along certain things that look like a detour. Like it's taking you backwards, but it's not. You are only changing course. Oh, hallelujah! And many times when these things are happening, sometimes it's as if God is not even asking for your permission. He will just bring the idea, and sometimes he will just. You're having a conversation with somebody, you just notice your heart is resonating. Without your permission, it's resonating with that conversation. Like, you need to do something. You need to do something. Do you know how many years we have been talking about data analytics? More than 3 years ago. It's now that some people are catching the vision. Do you know how long I've talked about product management and all these things? But people don't like to do anything until it starts changing. And any time a transaction is now obvious to two eyes, it's gone. Meanwhile, some people are still praying whether they should do it or not. The scripture spoke about a man who found a field. And he saw that the field had treasures. And he went back home, sold his iPhone. Come on, say iPhone. He sold the other iPhone. Because some have 2, 13 and 12. There are some of you, the iPhones you use, nobody will even buy it. Because they are backward. I can show you one if you want to see. I was talking to Pastor Kola, my friend. And I told him that I'm under pressure to change my phone. Say, don't mind them. Don't mind them. Now, coming from a man who is wealthy, I cannot argue. Also, the people are asking, Pastor, Pastor of grade, of grade, Pastor of grade. I also cannot argue. I'm in the middle of all the factions. Pastor Kola, is this iPhone? Is this 7 or 8? 7. So I'm in a better state. The person I'm talking to is not even as upgraded as I am, but he's a programmer. He's an IT expert. He has a garment factory in India. He has a university in Cote d'Ivoire. He has a gas plant in Jos. He runs an IT firm in Jos. He's a pastor starting churches in London, India, and Jos. He's my age mate. I'm older with 5 days. Come on, are you with me? So when you listen to certain people, the Lord can use them to give. I'm not saying you should be using iPhone 6. I'm just telling you that per adventure you have 13. The Lord might be saying, go and sell it. The church is quiet. He said, buy the truth. With what we used to buy. Everybody has something to give. That is a lie from the devil. Pastor, I don't have it. You have something. You have something. Come on, tell your neighbor, you have something. You have something you can trade with. Because when the Lord begins to order the change of direction, a different course, something you are not really familiar with, you may be the one praying and binding the Holy Spirit, because God will not give you any heads up and say, I want to change your direction. Say, do not destroy this vessel. For what? There is a blessing in it. Just that change of course and direction puts the passengers in that craft 9 hours ahead of everybody. If that day you landed was December 31, you would have shouted Happy New Year 9 hours and forgotten about it before everybody came into the new year. Location can affect your destiny. Location can do what? It can affect your destiny. And by location, I don't mean a better place. I mean where the Lord has planted you. The church is quiet this morning. You people don't like this message. He said, destroy it not, for a blessing is in it, and so will I do for my servant's sake, that I may not destroy it all. The orchestrator of your destiny is God, and nothing can be more pathetic than to be in the same boat with someone who has no regard for what God is saying. For those of you that are married or you're about to marry and you find yourself in a space where the brother says, oh, let's be factual. Everything is not prayer. Now because it involves spending your money, you say, let us be factual, because it involves spending your money. I am too persuaded that most Nigerians and most Africans, the problem is not that they are not zealous and they don't have capacity and energy. They are only zealous in that which they think will make them look better than their neighbors. Have you seen the drive people have towards raising funds when they want to leave the country? Have you seen the drive? It's mad. In fact, the only reason why you will know they are leaving the country is because they asked you if you could borrow them money for their proof of funds. If not, you may be talking to the guy this evening. He's traveling tomorrow. I don't want anybody that will use his own and spoil my own. When I get there, I will call you. Question. How many of them do you know have gotten to Canada, US, Cyprus, Iraq? And you saw them on Facebook. It's like they vanish. Oh. It's like they vanish. You won't see their brake light. Do you understand what I'm saying? Even that WhatsApp. Because now, you have come. You are welcome. For now, there's no job. But there's a shopping mall next door. They pay $100 per day for mopping the floor. Or for helping people lift their bags into the after sales service. And there is, please don't forget, I told you there's dignity in labor. As long as you are not stealing. As long as you are not stealing. The issue is not the job you are doing. What I'm telling you is that those things you took for granted here. Those things you took for granted here, you will now know that it is a privilege. When you, with your degree in tech and banking experience, you are now carrying grocery bags and waiting for your tip. You now realize that Oyinbo man will not give you shishi except you work for it. Who you travel with is as important as the destination of your journey. What did I say? Who you travel with is as important as the destiny. Destroy it not. If the Lord has seen something great about your life, you see, can I please encourage you to see that great thing too? If nobody is making you an offer, create one. This effort and energy that you are using to raise £20,000, put it into your life. The average black man doesn't even believe in himself. I hope you know that history is written by those who won the battle. I hope you know that all the pictures of Jesus you have, they are white men. Are you aware? At least some of you went to Catholic Church. That Jesus, that guy is not born again. That guy that they use for that picture is not born again. He smokes igbo. That guy is not born again. But I hope you know Jesus was not white. Oh, hello. I hope you know Jesus was not white. You people are not talking. They have deceived you people. I said Jesus, when he came to this world, he was not a white man. It's like that information is struggling with your mind now. You can't even believe it. That Jesus was not white. You are waiting to go to heaven and see a white Jesus. Okay, go and do your research. Let me give you an hour. I hope you know that ancient Egypt was black, not white. Egypt, when you go there today, everybody is white. Most of them are white. Egypt, as you know it today, used to be fully black. Those ancient pharaohs were black. You are not talking to me. Are you angry? Let me give you a more terrible one. Ancient China was black. You've heard it before. Ancient China. Changhua, Eo, Fua. They were. Listen, your life is a story that will be told only to the degree of your alignment to divine purpose. That God should be able to look at my life and say to somebody, okay, you can't relate with Apostle Paul because Paul was many thousand years away or hundreds of years. Okay, but I have a servant. He lived for 100 years. He's dead now. go and study social person. Go on YouTube, look for social person, listen to him. Pattern your life after the teachings and the things he's saying. But God will mute your mic if he does not find anything in your life that permits the preservation of the vessel. The declaration to preserve this vessel was from the Lord himself when he said, do not destroy. That means that vessel had probably contravened certain laws of destiny, and the enemy was saying, give me this soul. It's not worthy. It took the Lord to say, there's still a blessing here. Oh, I said there's still a blessing here. She's not going to fight. She did that. 7 abortions. No, there's still a blessing here. Can you imagine? She's just about to begin to study at the age of 35. The Lord said, there's still, I can still do something with her. How do I know? Jesus said, our Lord said, anyone who comes to me, I will in no wise turn him back. The problem is that we spend our time looking for options that are not viable. And then when we have gotten to the end of our journey, because God stepped out of time, looked at your life and saw 75 years. You now came at 69. Question, what can we do with you? Your time is almost up. The scripture says it is good for a man to bear his yoke. While he's what? While he's young. It's good for a man to bear his yoke while he's young. Now that the energy is there, is the time for you to launch yourself, put yourself in a respectable position and state so that nobody will look down on you. Don't let any man think he's doing you a favor by marrying you. Come on, are you here now? Don't be so caught up with this love bug. It's just a bug. It wears off after some time. Because when those who have been married for 20 years tell their husbands or their wives that I love you, it is not the same one you are talking about. But you don't know that. You are just in love. And you'll be shocked very soon. Because when a man says to a woman he has been married for 20 years, I love you, what he's saying is, I have made a decision to love you. That's what he's saying. It has nothing to do with how she feels or how she looks, because she doesn't look the same way anymore. And when a woman says to a man, I love you, after 15 years, it's not because she didn't have options. It's because she has made a decision to stay in the life of this man when every other person was finding a smooth way out of whatever thing they called marriage. She decided to stay and make it work. Many people in this generation have no stamina to make anything work. So they look for anywhere it seems things are already working, and they try to latch on. You need stamina. Come on, say, I need stamina. I need stamina. You need stamina. Because the race is not to the swift. And the battle is not to the what? To the strong. Say, time and chance happens to them all. Which means, apart from your skill, which you need to be skillful. Because for you to qualify for the race, you must first of all have what it takes to be in the race. Which is the skill to run. Which is that data analytics skill. Which is that tech skill. Which is that fashion design skill. Which is that you must aspire for what? Prominence and excellence. You must rise into the PhD level of your field. Whether it's business. And I'm not talking about a certificate when I say PhD. I'm talking about a level where nobody can push you aside. Because your works speak for you. An average person today cannot stay with anything for long. If the thing is not working, they will leave it. Meanwhile, somebody has been there for 20 years. You want to be like the person, you don't want to labor like the person. Apple company is over 40 years old. You think you just woke up one day and decided to buy an iPhone? You think you woke up and you are... How many people using iPhone actually buy brand new phones? But you are too happy that you can even buy the used one. Sometimes you even buy... The one you are buying is not even Tokumbo. It's not UK used. It's Akure used. That's how bad it is. But when you put a nice pouch and you just wave it, you wave it. Which is why they are always stealing things from you. Because you will not spend 600,000 on a phone only to put it in your bag. Are we together now? Please, sir, can I have this phone? This is... Okay. So, this is not an iPhone. The chances are that if I am heading somewhere, except I'm expecting a call, I just drop it in my pocket. That's where it should be. But you are going for a business meeting. As the moment I get to your office, now, I may not be using my MacBook in that meeting, but I need to let you know I'm a very serious person. I was going for a business presentation somewhere. I had all my presentation slides on my Windows laptop, but I said, no, this one will not get us that job. So I took my MacBook. I got some acid. I wiped the surface of the laptop, very shiny. So when I got to the meeting, oh, how are you? Can we start? Can we start? Sure, sure. I said, hold on. I brought out my MacBook. I turned it on. Say, oh, are you going to be using your MacBook for the presentation? I said, yes. Oh, say, our projector is not... I said, no, okay, that's okay. Let me just present for me. Then I brought out my second laptop. I said, let me use this one. Since you don't have what is compatible with Mac. The conversation was very short and smooth because they could see that I prepared. Even if they have power outage in that building, my MacBook will continue working for the next 5 days. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's how powerful a MacBook is. You can use it for a whole week. You don't need a charger. And I didn't realize it on time. Because I had a classmate who was always coming with a MacBook. And every time we say, where can we charge in this University of Lagos? No charging port. Not everywhere is, this school said, how can you have a whole lecture theater? The sockets are not working. The guy just turned on this. I said, what if your laptop battery gets? He said, no. That this is good for 1 week. I said, wow. It's good for 1 week. He was the only one who was not complaining about battery life or typing or doing his work. It didn't matter. There is stamina. There is capacity. Within that MacBook, that's why they are buying. That's why it's expensive. That is not for flashing. Huh? And I'm telling you, if you feel pressured to always tell us the kind of phone you are using, something in your soul is not all right. Is dead. At least not to Steve Jobs, who doesn't even allow his children to use an iPad. But he's the founder. Are you here now? He said, no. You can't use an iPad in this house. You can't use a MacBook. But they were selling it. If you want to be a champion, you must think like one. Your self-worth and value cannot come from the things that you possess. Eesh. Because the life of a man does not consist in what? The abundance, not just that he has the abundance. Are those things good? Yes. Are we going to use them? Yes. Do I have them? Yes. Don't ever let it determine your sense of value. Don't think because you move from iPhone 14 to Techno. I have a reason why I will not use a Techno. It's just one. Because, and I don't blame them. All right? But it's just an experience I have. So I don't, if you give it to me, I'll just probably give it to my son. I won't use it. All right? But it was a painful experience I had with a device I bought like that, brand new. And it just, after 3 days, it just blinked 3 times and went off. And I took it back and they told me, they can't repair it. It doesn't have second value. I say, wow. It doesn't have value. Your own product. Your own. Say, it's an OS. It's, I say, let me just go back to my Samsung. Jeje. It was a one-time failure and I never looked back. So when you make your decisions to invest in some things, you must know exactly why you are doing it. Not so that you can be doing Instagram reels and you stand in front of a mirror so that everybody can see that, okay, this is iPhone 13. Meanwhile, my dear friend who has tech companies and has consulted for 34 out of 36 states government in Nigeria, my friend, my brother, who used to be a PA living in Jos, earning 10,000 naira when we all graduated, and he would save 5,000 and use 5,000 to survive. Oh, you don't know you are wasting time. You won't know. He already knew, coming from Oyo State, that he had no chance of survival. His father was not rich. His mother was not rich. There was no inheritance. It's just, okay, I'm going to be a pastor and I'm in tech. And he was the PA to his pastor and he was earning 10,000 there. And he was save 5,000. Not borrow somebody 5,000. Any money you have decided to save cannot be borrowed. That's what many of you don't know. I can only borrow you out of what I have left. Not that 5,000 is not my own. Do you know how he got his first breakthrough? I believe you all know my friend, Dr. Kola. Do you know how he got his first breakthrough? Let me tell you. Don't forget what I said to you. That for God to make a proclamation and say, do not destroy this one. There's a blessing in her. That means there is a labor. You have put in certain, there's a kind of work you have put in upon yourself. You have learned a skill. You've learned it to the point that even heavens cannot ignore you. Because if God says no to you, Satan will pick you up. Do you think that God would have brought out Saul or Apostle Paul, brought him out from the kingdom of darkness and left him out to be floating? A Paul cannot float. He will either serve God or Satan. My friend went to the University of Jos. In those days, they used to have some of you know, in those days where we pay for wallet or something before you can pay for your school fees, there's this wallet thing way back. I don't know whether they still do it now. You credit your wallet. Then you now use the wallet, pay for your school fees. In those days of bank draft, manager's checks. University of Jos had that system. And they had Indian developers who created a platform where they use the wallet system. Are you blessed this morning? You see, I'm trying to explain, do not destroy this one because there's a blessing in it. That's what I'm explaining this morning. The Indian developers created the platform, and I hope you know that most banks don't have IT department. What they have is IT support. That means they can only help you, support you, but they are also confused like you are, which means if the problem goes beyond the problem, they will have to escalate it to India, and God helps you that you are sleeping. Then the whole bank can be down for a whole day. You say, I don't know what's wrong with GT Network. Oh, it is IT support they have here. The real product owners, they are in India or Malaysia. So my friend made a presentation to the University of Jos and said, I can build this same platform for you, but it will be your own. Come on, say capacity. Come on, say capacity. Do you know how much the most expensive logo in the world cost? Do you have an idea? Give me an amount. Just give me any amount. $120. Do you have any? Just give me a figure. A logo. Just logo on your letterhead. $500. Please give me a robust amount. 2 million. The most expensive logo in the world today costs $2.5 billion. Do you know what happened in that meeting? The woman sat down with them. Oh, we want this logo. As they were, she just took her pencil, was sketching. Oh, you want your name? Okay. Accenture. She just did like this. Do you like this? Say yes. That's all. Went back to her system, put on a Illustrator, Adobe Illustrator, and carved. I'm not, Accenture's logo is very expensive, but that's not the logo. I won't mention the name of this company. Some of those Accenture, you are looking at $25 million. You just see the name. You say, Shebi is ordinary lowercase. Okay. The moment they bring the problem to you, you have less than 3 minutes to be able to say, do this, do this, do this. That is the height of excellence we must go for. When they call Joseph and they say, we have a problem, Joseph must say, this is the meaning of your dream. Joseph, there's no time to pray again. The moment they bring you out, you must come with the solution. I'm telling you why God will say, don't destroy this one. There's potential here. If you labor for things that perish, time would have gone. My friend developed a platform for them and they asked him, how much are you going to take? This was way back. Oh, because my friend, you know, I think he has even handed that project over to them. My friend charged them as at when he was earning 10,000 naira every month and saving 5,000 and living in one room. He charged them 28 million. The girl that I wanted to marry, she's an Akwa Ibom girl, a Igbo girl. My friend is married to somebody from the South South. That the father was saying, no, no, no. When my friend changed his style. So you're into tech. Yeah. No, you can't marry my daughter, Yoruba boy. When they noticed the next time he came, he came with another style, 28 million. And I'm talking about way back. But my friend read statistics and computer. He could have made an excuse. You are not statistics, you are not computer. He decided to take a step further, hold his destiny in his hand, so that one day, just the way God the Father stood over Jesus when he was being baptized and said, this is my son. There will be a day that will come, that God himself will speak over you and say, it is time for the world to hear you. That is the meaning of this proclamation. There is a blessing in him. When we come back second service, we will take some time to pray about the scripture. Is that all right? Because some of the things that are locked up in your soul, they have been covered with dust and we need to pray them out. Are you with me now? I say we need to do what? Some of you are still not getting. I say we need to do what? We need to pray them out, because the person God thought of when he conceived you, this is not the person now. This is not this person. That person is 9 hours into the future. It's 9 hours into the future. It's 10 years into the future. And we need to gain traction because we have lost time. Rise on your feet. The scripture says the wise woman in Proverbs chapter 31, she considers a field and she buys it. I want you to call upon the God of heaven and say, Father, show me my field. Show me my field. Show me my field. Where I need to put my effort, where I need to put my labor, where I need to focus on. Lord, please, can somebody pray this morning? Can somebody pray this morning? Lord, show me my field. Oh, I don't want to bring forth for trouble anymore. Oh my God, I wish somebody will pray. I wish somebody will pray. Lord, show me my field. The wise woman considers a field and then she buys it. She considers a field and she buys it.